Hey, welcome to Dogs Are Smarter Than People, the podcast that is weird, but helpful.
Just like it's helpful.
Us in real life. I'm Carrie Jones. I'm an internationally best-selling novelist and reporter, and now a podcaster. And with me, as always, is my husband, Sean Kelly Farrar. What are you, Shawnee?
A man with three names, apparently.
And that means you're going to be a murderer soon, probably.
Oh, that's right.
But every podcast, we do a random thought, and then we give you a little life help, maybe.
Usually based on a dog's advice.
And then a dog tip, right. And it's all meant to be good happiness, man.
Just fun.
So chill back, relax, and maybe you'll learn something.
Or maybe you'll laugh.
Or maybe even both. So, Shawnee.
What's up, baby?
You just said, how long does this topic last? Show versus tell, and does that mean you don't want to talk about show does tell don't
tomorrow? No. We don't usually do things for, this is like our third week, right?
Yeah, it's a series. That's why I keep saying it's a series.
Well, we've done a couple series in the past, and then
yeah, we sucked at it.
They usually wrapped up around three.
Often they wrapped up around two, but okay. I'm committed this time, and this is a real series.
All right, baby.
But this is not a random thought, although it could be.
I didn't mean to get offended by my question.
It's too late. Too late.
That was Carrie's phone playing music in the background.
It's a little Kate Bush, because I needed some woman's strength, I guess. So the random thought today, right?
Yeah.
Is from the official site of the legendary Florida Man.
And what's that called?
It's called floridaman.com.
Simple enough.
And who's a Florida man in this house?
Me.
That's right. Very good.
Yeah.
Very good job there. Sorry.
I had a pretty good chances of getting that guess right.
I thought so. Me too. It was either you or one cat. Gender-wise.
Oh, for mans?
Yeah, for mans. For mans. All right, anyways. So from the official site of the legendary Florida Man, the recent featured story is a Florida man. And I want you to unpack this entire headline. Ready?
Yes.
A Florida man.
Yes.
Arrested for pooping on an opossum in public.
Man, I just want to tell you, just for your own knowledge, O silent, it's possum.
I'm so sorry. My New England came through again.
I mean, the first three words make total sense. Florida man arrested for pooping makes total sense. But it's that on the possum.
Dude, this is actually all the way back from November. I guess they haven't updated the Florida man website. But like, or maybe Florida men have been behaving.
How did he poop on a possum? Well, it was a dead possum. Damn it, I was hoping that possum had at least had the opportunity to bite him in the nuts or something.
You know, I wish sometimes during a podcast that I had the opportunity to tell you the story in a storyteller way rather than you read ahead. And then everybody has like, what the hell is Sean even talking about?
I told it in the Florida man way.
So anyways, this guy was in Clearwater. It's Florida. It's rush hour traffic, right? And somebody says, what the what, and calls the popo, right?
Yeah.
And so apparently, according to a report obtained by the Smoking Gun, Florida man was, quote, observed defecating. It says defecting in theirs, but I'm pretty sure they mean defecating. on a deceased opossum with his pants lowered, not the opossums, but the Florida man's pants lowered, and his anal region exposed.
Wow.
Yeah. It was a 45-year-old guy. I'm not going to give out his name. And he told the cops that he didn't even see straight. Oh, sorry.
Couldn't see straight?
Doesn't see straight is the direct quote. And so the officer had to figure out, like, if the vision was all right. And then the officer went, looked at the dead creature with the pooper.
Yeah.
And it says, quote, physical evidence was viewed at the scene which corroborates the allegations alleged.
What's fizzing got to do with it?
I don't know. I didn't know where I was pooping, so I didn't realize it was on a possum.
Thank you, because you just
did it twice. I know, I did it twice with the O. I know, I could feel your anger.
No, you couldn't. It wasn't anger. It was, I was preparing to just remind you that it's not opossum and it's not conch.
He has a really, really definite feeling about how words can be pronounced. There's this lovely man on Instagram from the South, and he talks in a real soothing voice like this. And he too talks about how words are pronounced, but he doesn't have half the attitude that you have, Mr. Florida Man. He's like soothing. He's like taking a bubble bath. You are like a cold shower when it comes to how you're supposed to say words.
Well, it depends on the subject matter.
No, you're just really, really, really opinionated.
No, there's not. It's not an opinion. It's cock.
Go possum, really possum.
Go down to Key West and ask them if they ever want to defect from the United States as the Conch Republic. And see if you make it out of there alive.
Oh my gosh. And then there's the crayfish crawfish thing that you get all riled up about.
I don't have... You know why I don't get so worried about that one? Is because I believe they actually spell it both ways. With a Y and a W sometimes. And
you know what else? You know what else you get all messed up about?
What?
How us New Englanders say drawer.
Oh, well, no. That's also not an opinion.
It's an accent, bae. And I just
see, she can't even say baby right.
Oh, that's so
I'm just kidding. I know that's a totally different word. Draw. Go look in the draw.
Drawer.
I've become accustomed
to... The drawer?
No, see, you don't even say...
I don't know remember don't how say... to say it, because I'm so messed up in my brain because of you.
No, you're not. No, that happened long before me.
Go open the drawer.
There you go. Good job. Yay. I had one of those confetti poppers. Poof. Because...
And Shawnee gets annoyed at me, I think, sometimes because I forget to say Ben for bean. No. Where have you been?
Yeah.
And he gets all riled up
I
about that
one. I
did
not even bother you about that one.
And harrowing and narrow, you get all like, whoa, what's that about?
Harrow and narrow is right.
I know, but you say I do something wrong with those.
No.
Like
no,
harrow.
No.
Harrowing.
You know what really
narrowing.
Kills me about the drawer thing?
Darbo?
Is when they're writing it out and they write DRAW.
I don't do that.
No, you don't, because you don't have a spell.
Oh, possum.
I mean, one of our friends who is a college graduate, right? Or maybe not, but he went to college and he did it just recently.
Drawer.
DRAW for drawer.
Drawer.
Well,
Drawer.
Just write it how you say it there.
Drawer. The car. Hello.
Nobody even heard that.
Hello, hello, hello.
You said it in your sexy, sultry voice.
I don't have a sexy
voice. Hello,
baby. You're so, so wild. All right, so this podcast is called Let's Show You How Show Versus Tell Works. Florida Man Poops on a Possum, but we won't show you that.
Fuck.
It was I started to write though and I didn't make it all the way. Oh. That's why he just yelled.
Oh, but you quit before you...
I quit. I okay. quit before the final H. So once again, this is our series all about podcasts. I'm sorry, our series all about show and tell, and it's podcasts and it's posts. And we're on fire about it, even though Shawnee's not fired up.
I'm very fired up.
I'm fired up. Because
I love showing you versus tell.
I cannot tell you how often in everybody's work that I deal with, including my own, that there's way too much telling and not enough showing.
That's what I'm saying.
I knew you were going to say that.
But Did you?
Yes, you're very predictable. So you can check out the rest of the series on my Substack, Write Better Now, or just the podcast episodes on the blog, carriejonesbooks.blog, links in the notes. So, ready?
Yes.
A lot of my writers have a brain like mine, which is very sad for them.
That's just not even true.
And a lot of them do better when they see an explanation of show versus tell rather than just having their editor or writing coach shout, "Show, do not tell!" Like that.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Because, like, if I ever do that, they'll be like, "I don't understand. What do you mean there's too much telling?" And so then I have to explain it.
Yeah.
And so then I explain how to look for it in their own writing, etc. Like, you know, little hints.
Yeah.
But anyways, I'm going to show you via example, and Shawnee's going to read the examples about telling, right? Okay. So this paragraph Sean's going to read could maybe be tweaked for a little too much telling.
Once they reached Gwenda the gerbil's cage, Ham-Ham shoved himself inside before swiftly closing the trap door, notching it. Ham-Ham was getting lucky.
No, oh my goodness.
He took a second to breathe while Gwenda stepped onto the hamster wheel. She sighed, and suddenly he felt her staring at him.
How do you make everything sound like porn? Like, everything sounds like porn in your voice.
Dude, I'm not the one that wrote about a male hamster running into a female gerbil's cage, slamming the door and locking it behind himself.
All right. Well, see, part of the problem here,
yeah,
right, is because it's all telling,
right,
versus showing. So when you immerse yourself in the scene of those same things happening, right,
yeah,
like you put on dialogue and stuff, right, and action, it feels different. It no longer hopefully feels like porn. Ready?
Ready. Ham-Ham scurried into the cage, Gwenda following. This was bad. Latch the door, she demanded, hopping to the wheel. I'm trying. It clicked and his air whooshed out, smelling of stolen dog food. He'll never know, Gwenda whispered. Come run up here with me before the human comes. You have kibble on your fur. Oh, she said. I do? You want to lick it off?
I'm sorry, it did turn out to be
porn. Oh, hell yeah, Ham-Ham said.
I forgot the last line. It did turn out porn.
Wow.
I'm so sorry.
And you tell me I'm so sorry. Perv.
I know. Okay, so. Professional. Not only
Carrie's is... getting worked up.
Not only is the second excerpt less telling, it managed to work me up. No, but it's insane, and we have a lot more context than just getting somewhere, closing a door, sighing, breathing, and staring, right?
Yeah, you forgot the licking.
What? You made my life so hard.
Okay.
One reads like blah, and one reads like you're in a moment, even though it's in the past tense. One is flatter, and one is more dimensional, because it has, like, internal thought, and it has dialogue, and it has some stakes, right?
Oh, that second one's definitely more dimensional. Yeah, I mean, who's not going to get dimensional when it comes to licking? Dimensional is what I meant. It's like you're practically writing in 3D right there.
You know what I just realized?
What?
This podcast is a perfect example of show versus tell. So I could tell everyone, you know, my husband's incorrigible and he makes everything pervy, right?
Yeah.
But...
why would they not believe you?
But you don't really feel the full effect of it unless you're sitting here in the podcast with
you
Sean, listening to him.
My shirt.
No, listening to him and all his actions and all his vocal choices and realize that he truly is incorrigible. Welcome to my marriage.
Dog tip for life. So when I first approached Pokey with this one, she's like, I would effing eat that hamster if I saw it with my food on its fur.
Mm. She wouldn't just lick it.
I know you would, baby. She wouldn't eat it. But you know how she's tough, like, acting. She's one of those. She's pretty gnarly.
She'd
probably eat it.
She's a wuss.
I don't know. She didn't eat the mouse.
No, we had a mouse in our house and she didn't eat it.
No. Don't think she ever had a chance, though.
No.
Before the cats tuned it up.
The mouse is alive, though, and I'm injured.
I let it go in the neighbor's
backyard. Not the neighbor's probably listening.
I let it
not
go
Charlie.
Alive in the neighbor. Oh, way to narrow it down. Actually, there's three more budding yards. So
okay.
Now there's four more total.
But not Charlie.
Right.
Okay.
Anyways, so I don't know. Pokey didn't have much to say for this one.
I think that Pokey...
she was a little afraid of the whole idea of gerbils and hamsters and exercise wheels.
I think that when you, in your life, maybe, if you live in the moment and you experience it, rather have, like, living in moments other people experience, yeah, that's pretty cool. Like, if you want to live a life of show versus a life of told, if you want to live a life of, like, experiences and moments versus living a life of being told about other people's experiences and moments, I think that's what's cool.
It is, because you know why? Showing is just like looking at a picture.
Yeah.
Telling is more like actually going out and living the adventure. Mm-hmm. Like in real life.
Yeah. And dogs know that, man. Dogs know.
Poggy did have one bit of advice that's really applicable to humans. She said, if you're going to bring a dude over to your house, don't just run in and jump on the treadmill. That's not sexy.
Oh my god. Listen to that, Gwenda. Listen to that.
All right, baby, give us a shout out.
Hey, the music we've clipped and shortened in this podcast is awesome and is made available through the Creative Commons license. Who's that artist and what's that song?
I don't know, man.
You do, do you know?
I do. We've been saying it. It's Summer Spleef by Broke for Free.
And we have extra content all about living happy on the livinghappy.substack.com blog, and it's pretty awesome. And we also have a writing tips podcast called Write Better Now.
They're both awesome.
But our brand new
amazing creepy podcast is Dude No. Just like that. You gotta say it like that.
He does say it like that. It's true crime with an occasional foray into the paranormal and the macabre, and it's awesome. And finally, we have a podcast,
Loving the Strange,
which we stream live
on Carrie's Facebook and Twitter and YouTube on Fridays, but every other Friday.
Every other Friday now, because we're lazy.
So be sure to check her Facebook and Twitter for the dates when we are going to be podcasting live and making fools of ourselves.
Live.
We're going to do a Hot Wings challenge real soon.
Oh, dear God.
And that's always a good one.
Anyways, all my Twitter handles and Facebook handles and blah, blah, blah. It's either Carrie Jones Books or Carrie Jones Book. Carrie with a C-A-R-R-I-E. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Yeah, thank you so much. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share.
And be kind. Be kind to us old people.
Oh, yeah, we can't take much more.